Welcome back to Spill the Tea HSV
with Lauren
and Bri.
This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone.
This episode is also brought to you by Bridge and Bloom LLC. Bridge and Bloom Therapy Services is changing the way Madison County thinks about mental health. Co-owners Kate and Ashley bring over 20 years of combined experience and a shared belief that healing happens through safety, compassion, and connection. Their practice provides evidence-based care for a wide range of needs, including trauma treatment with EMDR and brain spotting, support for children navigating high-conflict situations, and counseling for couples working through challenges or learning to co-parent. Each client receives care tailored to their story in a space where they can feel heard, supported, and empowered. To learn more, visit bridgeandbloomllc.com or call 256-469-1877. Again, that's bridgeandbloomllc.com or call 256-469-1877.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, Lauren.
How was your week in the dating world?
It was interesting. So let me tell you about this guy who liked me on Facebook. You know, I've been on Facebook dating for, you know, a little while, trying to get back out in the dating world. And this guy says he's in his 40s, you know. So my automatic thought is guys in their 40s, maybe, you know, they've been around the block. They know what they want. And this guy, his bio, I found it very interesting that he's mainly just here to look. He's not trying to date, but he asks if anyone wants to come sit on his face.
I can't. Show me his picture. Lord, people.
A tongue picture.
Stuck that tongue way out. I mean, he has a very long tongue, but that face isn't doing him any favors.
I think he needs an antibiotic.
Yeah, it looks like it's infected. He definitely needs a tongue scraper.
Yeah. Ugh. So, yeah, that's how my weekend dating is going. How's yours?
You know, I got asked if I would wear a butt plug in public.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, hey, can I take you out on a date?
Yeah.
Just, hey, would you be interested in wearing a butt plug in public for me? Like, sir, can a lady get a meal?
At least wine and dine you first.
Right, before you, I mean, I guess it's good to know right off the bat, but like, these are our options.
Yeah. These are the fish in the sea.
I don't want to be here.
No, it's slim pickings.
So awful. Like, why is it like this?
It's horrible. Ugh.
Well, so that's our fun stories for this week. So should we get into it?
We should. So, Lauren, tell me about Dick.
Oh, Dick. So Dick and I met in 2021, and it was after I had moved to Huntsville. Mm-hmm. And I had been single for 6 years. Chose to be single, worked on myself, and I was like, I'm going to get into the dating world. Met Dick pretty quick, and Dick love-bombed the hell out of me.
They're good at that.
They are good at that, except for, you know, I didn't realize what was happening.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I'm the only one. Mm-hmm. I'm the best thing he's ever met, blah, blah, blah. We got engaged after 4 months.
So what made you think that was okay?
Yeah, it probably should have been a red flag right there. But for me, I thought, you know, we're in our mid-30s. Maybe we just know what we want.
Right.
You know, after being single so long and like being in therapy, just working on myself, I was like, I'm ready to be in the dating world. And boy, was I wrong. My therapist was so disappointed at all the red flags I missed.
We all have our moments.
We really do. But I also paid for everything in the beginning because he had 2 child supports at the time, and he promised he would work harder, you know, get a better job. And to be fair, to his credit, he did do the chores around the house. Like, he would help clean, he would cook, which I don't like to cook. So that was a big thing for me. I'm an acts of service kind of gal. So,
yeah,
you know, I was like, I excuse the fact that I had to pay a lot because he just didn't make good money. He's a blue collar guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing wrong with that as long as you're bringing something to the table.
As long as you're stable.
And he was. He was bringing something to the table for a while.
Right.
Flash forward a year.
Mm-hmm.
and it's 2022, and he was out of town for work for like 7 weeks.
Oh wow.
And it was just down in the ham. Okay. So he's just down the road. But he would come home on the weekends.
Right.
So I didn't go stay with him because I was just like,
yeah. You get to see him on weekends.
Yeah, I'll see you when you get home. When he came home, we were kind of fighting a good bit, and yeah. I was like, what is going on? Like, something, this isn't us. This wasn't how we normally were. I bought him a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. I co-signed for this man to get a motorcycle because that's his happy place. That's what he wanted.
Oh, wow.
And looking back now, I think I just bought him that to try to mm-hmm. get him to, like, appease him because I was like, why are we fighting?
Right.
I wanted to make him happy.
You thought it would make the relationship better, maybe?
Yeah, it would give him his release. You get to go ride. You get to release some stress.
Yeah.
However, he started using that motorcycle and staying out really late,
mm-hmm.
like 11, 12 o'clock at night. And he didn't think there was a problem with that.
Did he ever check in with you?
Rarely. Hmm. Rarely. But also, what are you doing out that late? Like, why?
Right. What?
Like, it's dark, so you're not enjoying the views.
Well, and you're married.
Well, at that time, we were still just dating. We were engaged, though. But we were engaged. Gotcha. So still, you're engaged to somebody.
Yeah.
Why are you staying out at all hours of the night?
Right.
So that led to more fighting because he didn't see it as disrespectful. I did. We got into a pretty big fight. I told him to get out of my house. So he left. He packed up all his stuff. I mean, I walked around the house with him, packed everything up with him. And I was like, I love you, but I will not be disrespected.
Right.
So
get your shit and get out.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, I'm sad. Like, I love this man.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sad. 3 days later, in the middle of the night, he comes back. I hear somebody trying to get into my bedroom.
Mm.
It wakes me up.
That's scary.
Yeah. And what's sad is my first response, instead of grabbing any kind of protection,
right,
was to go open the door because I was so out of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're the person in this horror movie.
100%. I would have been killed.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you. It was hard. So I open the door and he falls into my arms and is bawling his eyes out. I've never seen this man cry.
I love when they cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I do now.
Right. Well, and now I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, was that all a show? Like, that's what's crazy is like how some of the things you see now that are like probably red flags. Were those tears even real?
Right.
Or was he just doing it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's crying. He ends up writing an apology letter to my parents.
That's ballsy.
On his own. I didn't even have him do it. He wrote an apology letter to my parents apologizing for how he hurt me. And we were supposed to be getting married a month later in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't marry you knowing mm-hmm. what just happened. So we're going to push the wedding. I was like, I'm still going to the Dominican Republic because I can't get my money back. And he said he still wanted to go. So everybody that was going, like mm-hmm. my friends and my parents, we all went to the DR together. And he dealt with people like talking to him the whole time. Someone I consider my brother, my best friend, were all like grilling him about what he did.
Right.
And he was like, I'll never do this again. I'll never hurt her again. You know. Really, he tricked everybody.
Right.
My parents believed him. My friends believed him. We all thought that he really had changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. Like, we didn't have hardly any issues. We weren't fighting anymore. I thought everything was fine.
Right.
Fast forward again to 2023.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we've been together for 2.5 years when we got married in September
mm-hmm.
of 23.
Okay.
And family and friends came. We eloped. It was nothing huge, but that's what we wanted. His family came from out of town. We had a great time. I thought everything was fine. Went on a honeymoon. Everything seemed fine.
Right.
In the meantime, he was trying to get a new job. And he finally was living up to that promise from several years
ago.
Well, I helped him study for tests so that he would pass what he needed to pass. I redid his entire resume. I practiced interview stuff with him to get him to get this good job.
Right.
And to his credit, he got it.
Because you helped build him up to get to that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which he admits later on after his training. He started his new job. in the beginning of 2024. Mm-hmm. He goes to training again, gone during the week, coming home on weekends.
Right.
Spent a ton of money getting him all his equipment. And he thanked me for being there, for not fighting with him, complaining about other people at the training he was at, how their spouses were yelling at them all the time and they were fighting. And he's telling me how lucky he is that he has me and that I'm understanding, because I had been through a training of my own before.
Right.
So I understand how stressful it can be.
Yeah.
Well, his graduation went to it. And my parents drove down. His own family didn't go. Like, no one from his family went. My parents and me went down there. And
Grief.
Yeah. And I pinned him and everything. And again, still thought everything was okay.
Right.
But then over the summer, weird things started happening.
Like what?
Like, random debit cards showed up at our house. Like a Cash App debit card.
Oh, that's shady.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's shady.
And then another bank, when I looked it up, it was one of those like online banks. They don't have a real
place. An actual like branch.
Right. Yeah. And I worked from home. I got the mail every day.
Right.
And I was like, what are these? And I confronted him and he blatantly lied to my face and told me he didn't know. He didn't sign up for them. And I'm like, well, you don't just get debit cards in the mail. So
yeah, that's called identity theft.
Well, and that's what I started saying. I was like, so do we need to be worried that your stuff's been stolen?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? He's like, oh, no, I don't know. Just cut them up. I don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I even, like, talked to my therapist about all this, like, as this stuff was going on. And she was like, yeah, this is red flags.
Yeah, absolutely.
He also, his location sharing. So we had location sharing because I travel a lot for work and just in general. And so I wanted him to be able to find me.
Right.
And he rides. So I wanted to be able to find him.
Absolutely.
God forbid he gets in a wreck.
Exactly.
Right?
But we know where he's at.
Right. Well, I was out of the country in April and I saw that he was at a place that he shouldn't have been at.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a place I didn't know. And I asked him where it was and he used the same excuse he always used, and it was that his friend wanted him to go get either bike parts, car parts. That was always his thing. Like, when he would go to some weird thing, it would be like, my friend wants me to go here with him to get these parts. I never had a reason to question it. Right. So I was like, okay.
It was just kind of the normal.
Yeah, and I mean, his friend does weird, I call it backwards Alabama bullshit. Yeah.
There's a lot of us that are known for that.
Yeah. There's some weird stuff going on down here. So like he'll like all cars, flip them, like I don't know, there's some weird stuff going on. But all of a sudden the location stopped working, sharing stopped working.
Red flag.
And he tried to fix it. He
of
tried.
He did.
But magically it just never fixed. And I'm like, this is weird. So that was another one. And then he started doing longer motorcycle rides again. Wanted to stay out. Got mad at me because I would ask him to be home by 10 o'clock because
at
I
night?
Yes. Because I want to go to bed, and right. I couldn't sleep if he was out riding because exactly. I'm worried about him.
Yeah.
And also, it's a work night. I would like to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I want to go to bed with my husband.
Absolutely.
But that's another thing that he started doing. He started being like, I'm not ready for bed.
Mm.
And so then I would go to bed and like read, thinking he would come to bed, and then he wouldn't come to bed. Or he would come to bed like once a week with me, and then he would complain if I was still reading.
He was making excuses, trying to turn it around on you.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So then, October 2024. We had our 1-year wedding anniversary in September. Right. And I had paid for him to get his tattoo covered. I had paid for him to get LASIK. So over $5,000 right there.
Right.
Taking him out to a nice dinner for our anniversary.
You took him out to an
Oh, of course.
Day? Oh, God.
At that time, because of the motorcycle and because of his good job, he was supposed to be giving me his full check to pay bills and everything. So I was like, it's fine putting everything on my credit cards and everything because he is giving me all his money.
Right.
But he wasn't because he had those debit cards and he was hiding money.
Yeah.
Because turns out, as we know now, there were a lot of women he was taking out.
Course.
Had to pay for them somehow.
Steaks aren't cheap.
They aren't. They aren't. Ironically, that's what I bought him for our anniversary.
No, imagine that.
Imagine. 3 weeks after our anniversary. The whole 3 weeks after our anniversary, he was just being weird. And I was like, I was crying. I was begging him to talk to me. I was starting to get a lot of anxiety and depression because I knew something was wrong.
Right.
And he kept telling me nothing was wrong. He just kept gaslighting me and telling me that it's all in my head. Mm-hmm. You're crazy. You're making something out of nothing.
Right.
The typical
master manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he just kept doing that. And I was like, am I crazy? Like, is this me? Because that's what they do. They make you feel crazy.
They do. Right.
He told me one day, I said, do you just not love me anymore? Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I don't. And I was like,
oh my God.
What?
Right.
And
you
then
you weren't expecting that
no.
answer. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Because like, I love this man unconditionally.
Right.
I mean, he was broke and I loved him. Obviously. But he dropped that on me. And his first thing he did when he left the house was to go get his cell phone off my cell phone plan.
I can only imagine why.
Yeah. So I was like, huh. That's interesting. Like, I'm pissed. I'm sad. I'm pissed. Like, I'm messed up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your first reaction is to go take your cell phone off.
Right.
Interesting. Dick.
Dick.
That's right. I just don't. I immediately was like, he's been cheating.
Yeah.
Silly me at one point thought because we had a healthy, like, I had a healthy sex life. Like, I wanted to have sex with my husband.
Right.
I was never that woman that had a headache.
Yeah.
I was never the woman that had a stomach ache. That was never me. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, if he cheated on you, then you weren't giving him something. Nah, I paid for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving him that whenever I wanted right. it more than he did.
Yeah. And that's usually it's the other way around. Like, it's the opposite.
Right.
Where the men want it more than the women. So,
right.
Yeah, that's definitely huge red flag.
Yeah. So I was just like, what's happening? I had to go the next week. So that was on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The next week I was out of town for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I flew back early because I saw that he used our joint bank account
mm-hmm.
to buy movie tickets.
Oh, this is going to get good.
Mm. So knowing how much movie tickets are
mm-hmm.
and I could see where he bought them for, I figured out what movie he was going to. So I flew back early
mm-hmm.
and I showed up and I waited. And I recorded him walking in with another blonde.
Oh, my God. Did you know who she was?
No, I had no idea who she was. And I recorded the whole thing because I knew that he had been cheating and I knew I'd probably need something for court.
Right. Need proof.
So I recorded them going into the theater together, going up the stairs, standing in line. She had her arm in his arm, her head on his shoulder. They were laughing.
Clearly a date.
Scarily, she looked a lot like me.
That's even weirder.
I know. So clearly a date, right?
Yeah.
I bought a ticket for the same movie.
Good
Cause of,
job.
Because of course I did. Because it wasn't hard. I know him. I know this man. So I know what movie he was going to.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there debating going into the theater.
Right.
Because I was like, do I sit next to them and be like, hey, I'm his wife.
Yeah.
Because mind you, he may have told me he didn't love me anymore, which of course later he said was a lie and he was just telling me that.
Yeah.
I was like, do I just sit next to her and be like, hey, wife here.
Yeah. How are you?
How are you? Do you know about me? How long has this been going on? Because homegirl was in a hoodie and no makeup. And after some sleuthing and figuring out who she was, she wears makeup. So that obviously was not a first date, right?
No, that's like the comfort stage.
Correct.
You've seen somebody several times and you're comfortable being around them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not first date material.
No. So this is not a first date. He comes out to go to the bathroom and he sees me. And I'm just like, oh boy, this is about to get good. And he comes up to me. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm here to see a movie. What are you doing? Oh, I'm seeing a movie. I was like, oh, who are you with? He's like, oh, I'm by myself. And I busted.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I busted out laughing. I was like, really, Dick? You're by yourself? What was that little blonde thing on your arm?
Yeah.
And so then he goes, oh, so you're stalking me. I'm like, no, I'm not stalking you.
Stalking your wife.
Correct. And that's what I think he never understood, is that I was his wife. He just didn't understand that. In his mind, saying, I don't love you anymore, that doesn't end a marriage.
No. That's a breakup. That's not like the ending of a marriage.
Right.
It's not a divorce. That's
not
how it works.
I think he kept thinking like, oh, we're just dating. we're not just dating. He gets mad. And surprisingly, he actually told me her real first name because I assumed he would lie about that too.
Right.
He did lie to me about what car he drove that day though. So I did drive around and find that. I have a job where it's my job to find people.
Right.
And so I found people. You know, that's my job.
You did a good job.
I did a good job. I did what I was trained to do.
Should get a bonus.
I should. I hired a private investigator to run her tag so that I could get her information and found out who she was. And her social media was public.
Oh, that's smart.
So I went on there and was able to start screenshotting. Again, we're still married.
Right.
Was able to screenshot stories, posts, a happy birthday with kissy faces for his birthday, where him and I were supposed to be on a cruise together for our anniversary and his birthday that he also let me buy in.
She tagged him?
No, she didn't tag him because I think he told her that he didn't have an Instagram. But he does.
So did she like share pictures of them?
Yes.
Oh my God.
She took photos of them together. That's and she would put it on their stories or she would, and she had an actual post on her actual grid for his birthday.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday with a kissy face and like the smile, the emoji with all the hearts around it.
Yeah, they've been together for a hot minute.
Oh yeah, because no woman after 3 weeks,
no,
is gonna do that.
Not unless she's just as toxic as he is,
right? And I don't think she is because she didn't know about me,
right?
She had no idea he was married. So I found all this out, and I was like, hey. We can go to court and I can call her and subpoena her.
Right.
It's illegal to have an affair in the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
He agreed to settle. And so we settled. We officially filed in December. It takes a month. So by early January, we'll be officially divorced.
Right.
He tried to come back. As they always do.
They always do. Yep.
He would be mean at first and we'd be arguing. But then it would be like, you know, I messed up. I love you. I'm so sorry. You know, all the things. He used his daughter to try to get to me too, because I loved her and we were pretty close, and she called me crying saying how much she missed me and everything. And so we all went to lunch together, and then he asked me if I want to hang out again, and we ended up like going to like a movie. And one day, January 2nd of this year, he had asked me to hang out. We went to a movie, and then he asked me after the movie, he said, I don't have water right now. Can I come to the house and do laundry and shower? And I mean, at this point, like, I still love this man.
Right.
He had an affair, and I'm struggling because part of it's like, did I do something?
Yeah.
You know,
you love him, but you hate him.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's just like, was it me that did I push him away? Which, ladies, it's never you.
No.
Any man who is willing to have an affair or cheat does not have the morals that he needs to have
or self-control whatsoever.
And you can't blame yourselves. And it's something I'm constantly still talking about in therapy.
Right.
Because that's where your mind goes.
Yeah.
Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
So needless to say, he comes over, takes a shower, does his laundry. We're hanging out, talking like normal, like everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Like we can easily do because we were best friends.
Yeah.
And afterwards, you know, we hug goodbye, said I love yous because we still did.
Right.
And
you still did.
Well, I still did. Yeah. He's of course still said it, but obviously it wasn't true. And this whole time I was saying to him, if we're going to be friends or like whatever this is, you can't be dating.
Right.
Like you can't be on apps. You can't be dating. Like I wasn't because I was still healing and hurt.
Yeah.
So all this caused me to get back in church. I had taken That's a good. 19 year break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a story for another time. But I had taken a 19-year break, and I was so angry and sad that I was like, I need more.
Right.
So I had gotten back in church, and a dear friend of the family, my mom's best friend, she gave me a devotional for Christmas. And I started it January 1st. So January 2nd, after he left, he had sent me a love song.
Oh, they're good at that. They are so good at that.
Ironically, it was a song from a band that the woman I caught him cheating on me with wore a hoodie of all the time.
They're so stupid.
Yep. Which I told him, I was like, I cried. The song made me cry. I told him I like this song, but I know that's one of her favorite bands.
Right.
Because that's one of the things they bonded over was their love of metal music.
Oh God.
They went to a metal concert together. Of course, he says he broke up with her, but hopefully we'll get that story one day.
Did he ever say how long they were together for?
Oh, he said he didn't meet her until after he told me he didn't love me anymore.
That's a lie.
It is a lie because he confirmed that.
Yeah.
Later, I got confirmation that he's actually known her since 2022.
Oh, my God.
Because the old job that he used to have, he would service at her company where mm-hmm. she works. So he actually met her 2 years ago.
Just one lie on top of the other.
Yes. Like, it all just keeps building.
Right.
So back to the devotional. I write in it that night, God, please show me something so that I can get over this man. Mm-hmm. Because I love this man, and I just feel like I'm never going to be over him.
Right.
And 3 days later, God said, hold my beer. Yeah.
He's good at doing that.
Or my wine. Yeah. Whichever.
He's really good at doing that.
He is. So January 5th, I'm out to dinner with a friend. And she says, if you're going to get back in this dating world, you need to get on the Facebook site, Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Right.
I'd never heard of it. I had no idea this existed. I wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as I got on it and searched his name, guess who was on it?
Dick was everywhere, wasn't he?
Dick was everywhere. for years.
Oh, God.
Which means he cheated on me the entire time we were together.
Right.
Which we were engaged our entire relationship. And then we were married for the last year, but it's supposed to be married for the 2 years, but I pushed back the wedding.
Right.
But he was cheating the whole time. So why did he marry me? I don't know.
Yeah. Everything was built on a lie.
Everything. All of it. Because I definitely wouldn't have married him.
Right.
So I learned that and I call him.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, you busy? He said no. And I said, so do you want to talk to me about how you've been on dating sites our entire relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the gaslighting starts. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have one of those.
I don't have one of those. Someone screenshotted everything and sent it to him.
Of course.
Which, ladies, stop. Yeah. Like, stop. That site is to protect women from going out with abusers and cheaters.
Yeah.
And if I don't care if he's your friend, maybe you should tell your friend to stop being a dick.
Yeah. Like, he may be a good friend, but that does not mean he's good in a relationship. And it can get very dangerous very quickly, depending on what he is told from those websites or from those groups.
Yeah, 100%. Women, you got to stop doing that. Yeah. Because that's not okay. He, of course, told me I was trash. I was ghetto for being on that site when I'm just trying to, like, I didn't get on it for him. I got on it because I was told to get on it.
Right.
For the future, because apparently there's a lot of cheaters in our town.
A ton.
But I searched him, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was. It also turns out that he was posted in November. So I'm pretty sure the girl I caught him cheating with saw that, because she's also in those sites.
Right.
And broke up with him. Of course, he's saying he broke up with her.
Yeah.
But she started posting stuff about how you can't trust guys on her social media. So yeah. I think she figured it out.
Yeah.
Good for her. But yeah, I was pissed because I was just like, how dare you? These pictures were from our house.
Your home?
Yes. I said, you're standing in front of my door. And he said, hey, how do you know it's your door? Because, I'm sorry.
Who else's door is it going to be?
I know what. Were you in another house in our neighborhood?
Right.
Like, what? What do you mean? And in the clothes I bought him, because then he tried to say it was old. And I was like, sir, you're wearing clothes I bought you.
Oh, God.
The hat I bought you, the shirt I bought you, the glasses I bought you. Because at the time, he still had glasses.
Right.
So now, ladies, he doesn't have glasses in his photos anymore. So
beware.
Beware. He was pissed that I found out, because I think the freeze was coming. Mm-hmm. And he needed somewhere to stay. And he knew that if he buttered me up enough, I wouldn't let him freeze outside.
Right.
I think he was just pissed.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yep.
So.
And they all get pissed and defensive when they know they've done something wrong. When
yeah.
they know they've cheated, that's when they start getting super defensive and angry at you, and they turn it back around on you because they know what they've done is so extremely wrong. And that's typically how they act.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
The gaslighting. It's wild. There was over 130 comments on one of them.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, this man cheated on me with 20 plus women, yeah. whether it was having emotional affairs or physical, he was having affairs.
Right.
So where that should have destroyed me more,
mm-hmm.
it actually just pissed me off to the point that I was like, no, this is a him problem.
Yeah.
That's what made me snap out of the, it's me, I'm the problem,
right.
to be like, no, this is a him problem. Because if he needs that much validation
yeah.
from women, then that's a problem within himself.
Yes.
Absolutely. And he's a very broken man.
Yeah.
And there's no amount of anything I could have done that would fix that.
Absolutely.
But fast forward another month. So we're in February now and we're officially divorced. And I find out that he actually had a third kid.
Oh my God. That you knew nothing about.
I knew nothing about. I knew about two. Now, granted, he to this day is still saying that kid's not his. But according to his family, it is his. Right. And he was actually paying child support for this kid. But then he says that he got a DNA test and it wasn't his. How am I going to believe that?
Yeah, where's the proof?
Right. No. At this point, like, how am I going to believe that? I also learned, because I finally talked to his ex, because he kept me and her apart. Mm-hmm. And he kept me from parts of his family because they didn't want them to tell me things. Right. I finally talked to her. Turns out the car that he had when we first got together, mm-hmm. he told me that him and her had broken up in 2019. Mm-hmm. She said, no, actually he'd gone up north to be with family to get a CDL license. And then she and their son were going to move up there with him.
Oh my God.
But then he cheated on her the entire 10 months he was up there. And that woman reached out to her.
It's a cycle. It's like a circle, literally.
She told me he cheated on her with his son's allergist specialist. Can't even take a kid to a doctor's appointment without having an affair.
With a doctor?
With like a nurse. Oh. Like a PA or whatever. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. So this is definitely a cycle. Yeah. Something that's been going on. But what's crazy is she told me that car. So he didn't actually end the relationship with her until December of 2020 was the official ending, and he mm-hmm. met me in February 21. 2 months later.
Yeah.
She had bought him a car that fall. Mm. So the car he was driving around me that he told me was his mother's mm-hmm. was hers. And then apparently he stopped paying payments, so mm-hmm. she had it repoed.
Good for her.
So, yeah, absolutely. But at the time, he told me that it was a company car from his mom's. And
company car.
Yeah, because they do have a company, but she didn't want to make the payments anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
God.
So that car went away.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was her. So he's also had other people buy a car. So like I ended up buying him two motorcycles. Not one, but two. I let him trade in the first one because he wanted a new motorcycle. And then in 2023, he got a brand new motorcycle. And then in 2024, he wanted the next new one because it was a CVO and it was better.
Of course.
And I'm like, no, we're already upside down in this loan. No.
Yeah.
And the second bike was solely in my name. So
he's always looking for the next best thing.
Always looking for the next best thing. And you're not going to get better. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's just, don't co-sign for these men.
Ever.
Like, I've learned that lesson.
Ever.
Red flag. Learn that lesson. Not co-signing.
No.
Because he did it to her. He did it to me. He's out there right now, ladies, looking for his next supply.
Yep.
So watch yourself. Also learned that in 2022 when he left and had that break mm-hmm. that he went back to her, his son's mom. So
and this is the son that you didn't know about.
No, I knew about this son. Okay. But he never really came around a lot.
Okay. Gotcha.
He's not super involved.
Gotcha.
Which also should have been a red flag.
Right.
So I've learned that if he sees his children as bills mm-hmm. and nothing else,
yeah,
it's a red flag.
Run.
Yep. It's a red flag. And as someone who's child free by choice,
yeah,
I didn't really pay attention to that in the beginning. I will now.
Yeah. If they're not a good father, they're not going to be a good spouse.
Right. Learned that. So he had asked you out.
He sure did.
He had asked you out in January.
Yes.
And you got on.
I got on the Are We Dating the Same Guy group, which, you know, is nationally known. And because it just seemed very quick, like as far as like how soon it was that he had asked me to go out to lunch with him from the time that we started talking, like it was all within the same day. So I got on the group just to make sure he hadn't been posted. And like you said, there's dick everywhere. So he was all over the page, and that's when I came across where you had commented, and at that time I thought that y'all were still married. And so I actually reached out to Lauren and was like, hey, your husband has asked me out to lunch, you know, I saw you in this group where you were commenting, and you know, she let me know that they were going through a divorce, or they had gotten divorced. And so instead I took her out to lunch and blocked dick.
That's right. She is nothing if not a woman's woman right here.
I do my best.
You know, women, we need to be supporting women instead of putting each other down. In the same token, I don't blame any of these women that he had affairs with because they didn't know I existed.
Yeah.
Your first response is just like, oh my God, that whore, whatever. Yeah. Like, you think mean things.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is these women were played just as much. I'm pretty sure the one that he had an affair with was in love with him.
Yeah.
That's and sad. That's very it's sad because she also was cheated on by his wife.
Right.
But then also by other people.
Yeah.
Because he was seeing multiple people.
Yeah.
And it's sad that all these women were used and abused and he ghosted a lot of them. Love bombs and then ghosts. Mm-hmm. He multiple matches with people. On multiple sites, the amount of people in my DMs telling me stories about him having an affair, cheating on me. One woman was telling me about how he set up an actual date with her and then never showed up. Mm. A couple months later, matched with her again. And then she called him out on it. And he made an excuse that he lost his phone.
Typical.
And she was like, no, I'm not going out with you. And then she found out about me. And in January... whenever I found the group and she's one of the ones that reached out to me and a week later he matched her again in January.
And so he had no recollection.
No, he doesn't remember these people.
Gotcha.
So he doesn't remember matching with these people and talking to these people. And she was sending me screenshots. Good morning, beautiful.
Oh God. They all start off with good morning, beautiful. Good night, beautiful. Beautiful this, beautiful that.
Sweet dreams. Kisses.
Constant.
It's disgusting. And the thing is like I got a good morning wifey text every morning that I'm pretty sure he was sending to like 50 people and just added wifey.
How original.
Or he was calling other people wifey because he called me his wife before I was his wife.
Red flag.
Yep.
So looking back, are there any red flags that maybe you were blindsided about, like that you just not blindsided, but that you were blind to that you didn't realize were red flags at the time?
100% the love bombing. Yeah. Because again, I really thought, like, I loved that man. And I loved him quick. Mm-hmm. Very quick.
Yeah.
I fell head over heels with him. Like, our connection was just so strong that I was like, this is it. This is what people talk about. Mm-hmm. This is the soulmate forever after that people, like, talk about.
Yeah. So it's supposed to feel.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was just like, this is it. So I didn't understand that it was love bombing.
Gotcha.
At the time. But now... learning from other people that he did the same thing to all of them. One of the most common things is that he love bombs them.
Right. So he reels them in.
So he told multiple women that he loves them.
Yeah.
While he was married to me. Yeah. Or even just engaged to me. Like, why are you going to do that? Like, why even get engaged? Why get married?
Time.
Yeah. It's insane. In the end, and to my fault and things that I've learned, ladies, don't pay for anything.
Nothing.
Because in the end, I ended up with over $150,000 in debt.
That's insane.
Yep.
I could not imagine having like that kind of debt because of a man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, there were a lot of medical bills I paid for.
Yeah.
I paid for all food, all outings, all trips, all kids' birthdays, kids' Christmas, fed the kids, you know,
that weren't even yours.
That weren't mine.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
For 4 years, which was that stupid of me? Yeah. In hindsight, 2020, absolutely. But I know there's going to be women out there who've done this.
Absolutely.
And who can resonate with this. Like, you're not alone.
No.
I did it too. The best thing we can do is learn from it.
Yeah.
And try to help each other.
Nothing to be ashamed about. Because when you truly believe, like, that that's your person, you're willing to go to the ends of the earth for them. You truly are. Like, I've been in those shoes myself. And so, like, it's nothing to be ashamed about.
Right. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I've been asked, well, why didn't you catch him cheating with your job and what you do? Why didn't you catch him cheating? And it's like, because I trusted him.
Right.
Because I'm supposed to trust him.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to have to go through his phone. I'm not supposed to. And I when he tells me where he is and what he's doing, I'm supposed to believe him. He was telling me that he was working overtime. He wasn't working. He was definitely
He
was working something.
Trying.
Yeah, trying is the damnedest. There's a lot of shame that comes with it when somebody has an affair. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're to blame. What could I have done different? What could I have done, like, just constant in your head?
Yeah. Am I not pretty enough? Do I need to lose weight or, you know, something? Do I need to dress differently? There's all sorts of things that come into play with it.
100%. And I had to get on medication because of all this for the first time in my life.
Right.
And of course there's always shames and there's a lot of
the stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stigma of being on any kind of medication. Yeah. And it's like, no, like I needed that to survive.
Right.
Because I don't know that I would be here today. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing we don't talk about and that, you know, people try to hide. And I want to be honest in this podcast.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of times where I had suicidal thoughts and mm-hmm. It's hard. It's really hard whenever you feel like it's 100% your fault. You weren't good enough. No one's ever going to love you. Like, why am I even here?
Yeah. You're like, your worth is just depleted.
And honestly, that's probably one of the big, if it wasn't for my parents, like bless them. I'm blessed to have parents who love me unconditionally. And same. They came straight down immediately. They dropped everything, left work and got in the car and drove to me. And if it wasn't for them constantly calling me, checking on me, my mom stayed with me for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that, I don't know that I'd be here.
Yeah.
But between them and my friends and my support system and the medication and then getting back in church.
Yeah.
It's been a lifesaver to do all of that. And
absolutely.
You know, when I met you, mm-hmm. I was like, I had this idea for a podcast. Right. And at church, they said it was actually about creativity that Sunday. And it was, and I was like, Lord, are you speaking to me?
Here's Bree.
Yeah. And that's what it was though. I'm not lying. Like I had already had this thought. And then it just kind of like came into place and you and I got along so well and we've both been through some crazy stuff.
Some shit.
Yes. I think because a podcast by yourself is boring. Yeah. I'd much rather sit here on the couch and talk to you.
I talk to myself all throughout the day, but nobody wants to hear that.
No, no, no. But we could talk to each other.
Exactly.
So ladies, this is to tell you that it's not your fault.
No.
It's not okay to cheat. It's mm-hmm. never okay.
Cheating doesn't just have to be physical. It can be emotional. It can be on dating apps, establishing like a certain bond and connection with someone that you work with mm-hmm. that is not, it's just not normal.
The work wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, oh God, that is a term that I cannot, work wife and work husband. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's not normal.
It's disgusting. Yeah. And then, I mean, even like things like, I just don't think that if you have respect for your significant other, that you should be looking at half naked people on social media.
Nope.
Following all these women. I mean, he was doing that and I called him out on it and he would be like, you're insecure, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I just don't think this is respectful for you to look at half dressed women on motorcycles.
Yeah. No.
Like,
it's disgusting.
Yeah. So just like learning that it's okay to have these standards for yourself.
Yeah.
And that you're not crazy and you're not too much and you're not asking for too much by asking men to actually respect you.
No. For asking men to be originally like what men used to be.
You're
like
right.
How they were. You know, they actually had to, I don't want to say like fight for your love, but they had to put more effort in. Mm-hmm. And they don't do that anymore. And it's because sometimes they don't have to.
Right.
You know, and so having those standards and those boundaries, especially boundaries, that's a whole nother topic. It's very important.
Yes, absolutely. So just know that you're not alone.
Nope.
That is my story for the most part with Dick. There's some other things that'll come out in the future.
Yeah.
But he's out there, ladies. So guard yourself and watch yourself. And we will see you next time for Bree's story.
Get ready.